News Talk 1110 WBT. I'm Bo Thompson on this Sunday morning. It's Easter Sunday, and I want to bring on the WBT hotline a good friend of mine, someone who's been on the show before, at least once, maybe twice, but over the years, I've done this for nearly 8 years now, so my memory starts to fade a little bit about what happened when and where, but I know that Dr. Thomas Moore, who is with me right now, he's an early childhood educator, he's a speaker, he's a singer, both to, I mean, to people of all ages. When I was a kid, I used to sing with him on some of his children's albums, and he's just an institution in this community and someone that I have turned to in times like the ones we're in right now, when people are wondering how to process everything. I've brought him on the show, and he's just he's a very soothing voice and someone that I respect very much. Dr. Thomas Moore, welcome back to WBT.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So, I talked to you back in 2012 after the Newtown shootings, and I remember bringing up a story to you, or at least a notion. All of a sudden, Fred Rogers, people were Googling Fred Rogers, and Mr. Rogers had a quote about something to the effect of, when there are times of tragedy and you're trying to tell children what to do or what to think, the one thing that he always used to say is, look for the helpers. Look for the people who are helping in chaotic situations sometimes, or situations where you just don't know what to make of all of it. And I come back around to that. A much different time that we're in right now, a pandemic and not a mass shooting, but this COVID-19 stretch that we're all going through right now, and here on Easter Sunday, we don't know where this is going. There are glimmers of hope, but I think sometimes it gets lost in the mix, Thomas. Young people, what to say to them, how to help them process this. What would you say to that right now, parents that are struggling with answers that they don't have?
Well, I think of the song, you know, in Amazing Grace, the last few words in the song is, 'twas blind, but now I see. So sometimes I think it is that the children are there to help us. So as we get into conversations with them, you know, we are now in this place of having to spend more time with our families. But as we are with them, to begin to have conversations with them and listen to what they are saying to us, because for me, the thing that I was always looking for whenever I was with children, I was looking for some child to give me a little bit of information to help me to know where to go next with them, because I was trying to engage the child, but I needed the child's input in order for me to move further down the road.
Over the course of your career, you've worked with children and families. You've also spent a lot of time at the other end of the spectrum. You've dealt with senior adults. And with what's going on right now, seniors are obviously the most illness-prone and at risk. And a lot of them in nursing homes, you hear these stories about, you know, they're confined. They can't see their loved ones. It just must be an unbelievably lonely time. And so I wanted to talk about kids with you, but also your interactions with the elderly.
Well, Bo, I am, my heart hurts right now, because I just think of all the people that I wish I had hugged before I couldn't go visit with them anymore. And there is a relationship. We don't normally think of older people as being people who we count on to excite us in the same way as we do with children. But this is what has happened to me, that there's excitement with the older person who has a different conversation with me.
What would your message be right now to listeners who may have elderly relatives or friends who are confined to a nursing home, for example? They're at risk, so they can't physically see other people, but you're trying to help them through this just like anybody else.
I would, if possible, give them a call. If you can't give them a call, or on top of giving them a call, write them a letter.
Yeah.
Scribble them a note. I say write love letters, call them up and sing to them. But writing a note, too, can be just as powerful.
One other thing I wanted to touch on before I let you go here, Dr. Thomas Moore, is how this pandemic, it's an awful thing. We are all hoping that it will be over soon and life will be better on the other side. But while we're going through this, I do think there are some silver linings to all of this. And I want to see if you agree. Family time seems to be making a comeback. People are forced to be in their homes, and in some cases, some states, parts of the country are more locked down than others. But, you know, I see family members putting down the phones and actually talking face-to-face and playing board games and doing things that, in some ways, to this generation growing up right now, are foreign concepts. But when this is all over, I hope some of that carries over, and we remember that it's not all about texting. It's not all about the phones. Sometimes just good old family time is a forgotten art.
Yes, well, there's opportunities now for people to rediscover family and to think about creating community in a different way, creating community from within. Within the family, you know, that the family becomes community, community becomes family.
Such good words from a good friend and someone I don't see enough, but hearing your voice, it takes me back, and it makes me feel hopeful about not just being Easter Sunday, but also that there's light on the other side of this troubled time we're in right now. And I appreciate you coming on with me. I mean, a speaker, a performer, one of the best piano players I've ever seen, early childhood educator. I mean, really, so many things that I associate with you, so many good things. But hearing your voice on my show, that's just one of those things all these years later that makes me happy. So, Dr. Thomas Moore, thank you so much.
And, Bo, if anyone's interested in what do I do with my young children, you can go to MrRogers.org and see some of his shows. It is a wonderful website, and I just finished talking with Heather Sherifan, who worked with him for 53 years, and I said, you know, what would you recommend? And she said, I would recommend people going to that website, MrRogers.org.
What about you specifically? Do you have a website that I could point people to?
Yes, it's DrThomasMoore.com.
Well, both those websites, well worth people's time today and any day going forward. But a lot of people have some extra time at home now with the family, so great resources. Dr. Thomas Moore, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you, Bo.
One of my favorite people has always been kind enough to come on whenever I invited him. I'm Bo Thompson on this Sunday morning. We're just about at 11:30.